You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Just hours after Brad Schimmel announced that President Donald Trump has endorsed him, Schimmel's opponent in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Susan Crawford was in Green Bay and Oshkosh.
You know, it was not a surprise, and in fact, I thought they'd sewn it up weeks ago. He's obviously been in the pocket of Elon Musk for many months now. Musk has basically taken over the financing of his campaign. So it's just more evidence that Brad Schimmel is running this race to try to push a partisan agenda to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and turn the Supreme Court into an arm of, you know, the Doge agenda.
Crawford kicked off a 10-day, 2,400-mile, 21-county campaign tour of the state on Saturday. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice wraps up with the ballot on April 1st. Early voting is already underway. Senator Tammy Baldwin is raising concerns on how the NOAA firings will impact the Great Lakes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Baldwin wrote a letter to NOAA's Vice Admiral Hahn, wanting to know in detail the number of people fired at NOAA, how many of those served the Great Lakes, and what services will be lost as a result. She also wants to know how they plan to preserve these services. Baldwin says not only do the Great Lakes attract millions of visitors each year, but they also provide drinking water to over 30 million people, generate clean hydropower, and generate $3.1 trillion in gross domestic product. Now, there are 12 sectors within NOAA that deal with Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. They range from things like providing critical marine forecasts for shipping, storm surges, and coastal flooding, to investing in clean drinking water or protecting wildlife from invasive species. There are even programs to prevent microplastics from entering the Great Lakes.
Weather balloon launches have been reduced to just one per day at the Green Bay National Weather Service site. Letter carriers with the U.S. Postal Service gathered for a rally in Green Bay Sunday. They're concerned about major cutbacks across federal agencies and the possibility of privatization of the post office. Patrick Van Egeren, president of the National Association of Letter Carriers Titletown Branch 619, said privatization of the Postal Service threatens the jobs of nearly 8 million postal employees, and it threatens the jobs and businesses that rely on the post office to operate. There are plans for more demonstrations in the future. A 53-year-old pound man was killed when the car he was driving ran a stop sign, drove into a ditch, and then hit a tree Friday night. Marinette County Sheriff's officials say Edward J. Vancaster Jr. was not wearing his seatbelt, but all airbags did deploy. Officials believe speed was a factor in the crash, which remains under investigation. 26 Wisconsin youth sports teams have new Nike cleats thanks to Green Bay Packers quarterback and fan favorite Jordan Love. The Love for Cleats campaign aligns with the Hands of Love Foundation's overall mission to encourage children from all backgrounds to engage in sports, promoting physical and mental well-being. Hands of Love Foundation also works to raise awareness about mental health and suicide prevention and to foster stronger relationships between law enforcement and the community. Last season, Love pledged to donate new cleats to the youth sports teams in the state for every touchdown he scored, whether passing or rushing in the 2024-25 season. See our story at WGBW.fm for a list of the teams receiving cleats. An Oshkosh North high school senior is named the 2025 Mr. Basketball by the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association. Xavion Mitchell is among the few players selected to be on first-team All-State by the WBCA for all 4 years of his high school career. He's a two-time Player of the Year in the Fox Valley Association. He helped the Oshkosh North Spartans to the Division I state tournament this season, where, unfortunately, the Spartans fell to Wisconsin Lutheran in the semifinals in a heartbreaking 58-57 loss on Friday. North American river otters are known for being playful and quite mischievous. They love to slide and slip and do all sorts of cool little things. Louie and Ophelia, who reside at the new zoo in the greater Green Bay area, have proven the fact and are sending zoo officials on a bit of a chase. Thursday, during the recent storm that dumped so much snow on the area, Louie and Ophelia escaped their enclosure through a small breach in fencing. The zoo said keepers noticed right away that they had escaped and initiated protocols to find them. The otters are no danger to the public, but they're looking for them and hope to have them home as soon as possible. The new zoo Facebook page has several videos from the zoo and the community at large of the naughty otters playing and slip-sliding around in the snow.
Amid harsh debate last week, Republicans in the Wisconsin State Assembly approved four bills restricting the rights of transgender kids in the state. Two of the bills would restrict trans kids from joining women's sports teams from kindergarten through college. One would bar minors from accessing gender-affirming care, and the other would not allow students to use different names or pronouns without permission from their parents. Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto any bills he sees as targeting the LGBTQ+ community. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Badgers women win the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Ohio State 4-3. Kirsten Sims with two goals, one to tie it up, the other for the win in overtime.
All year, we have been unbelievable all year, top to bottom. This team has had so much depth. There's so much talent everywhere. To just be able to come out on top and prove it time and time again, and then to really prove it in a game like this, and this is a huge adverse game that we had to go through, and to be able to still come out on top just shows how incredible of a group this is, and I couldn't be happy enough for us.
It's the eighth time the Badgers have won the women's national title under head coach Mark Johnson, who praised Sims' performance.
National championship game. If you miss, the game's probably over. Then it comes down to who wants to step up. A couple players mentioned Kirsten. The ownership's hers. I'll take it. Okay, go get it.
There's a team celebration open to fans tonight at the LeBron Arena in Madison. NBA, the Bucks are in Phoenix against the Suns. Milwaukee beating the Kings over the weekend 114-108. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that Paul Thomas Anderson's new film will be out soon. The director hasn't had a new release since 2021's Licorice Pizza. A teaser trailer just dropped for the film One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina Hall, and Benicio del Toro. The film tells the story of a group of ex-revolutionaries who rescue one of their colleagues' daughters. One Battle After Another is expected in theaters in September of this year. Remember when politicians used to actually step down after scandals? There was Illinois Congressman Dan Rostenkowski. Horribly divisive postage stamp scandal that led to his exit from politics, and of course Al Franken, who stepped down years ago after a controversial photo. I'm sure there were others too. Rostenkowski is a terrible actor, but luckily Al Franken still has chops. He is headed back to the Senate, this time in a fictitious role on the show Residence, a mystery that dropped on Netflix last week. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is the secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch? Many would say is to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. It looks like there will be a season 3 of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season 2 finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season 3 after there was a huge gap in between seasons 1 and 2 thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season 1. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune into Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want to star, or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a little breezy this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy for a while, but the wind will die down and we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. But before then, could be some areas of blowing snow, maybe a few flurries through about mid-morning. So be ready for that. High today, 41. Clear tonight, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.